Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Tuesday moved up the COVID-19 vaccine eligibility target for all American adults 18 plus to April 19th. That's less than 2 weeks away. Former Major League Baseball Commissioner Faye Vincent came out firing shots at Rob Manfred after he made the decision to move the All-Star Game out of Georgia. Dissatisfaction to voting laws that strengthen the system's integrity was the reason given. Vincent said Manfred made a decision without first protesting the substance of the law. He added that Manfred made a serious mistake. Brazil confirmed more than 4,000 COVID-19 deaths in a 24-hour period for the first time on Tuesday, overwhelming the country's health system. Here in America, the CDC is reporting nearly 80% of school teachers, school staff, and child care workers have received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. On the downside, Michigan now leads the nation in new COVID cases. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As new laws to protect the integrity of American elections moves forward, some in corporate America take offense. Showing an ID to vote has the President of the United States calling it Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow laws were state and local laws that enforced racial segregation, none of which can be found in the new Georgia voting laws. As the movement moves into Texas, corporate resistance is met with admittance they never read the laws before making knee-jerk reactions. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is criticizing a major North Texas business, raising complaints about two election bills in the legislature.
Is that okay with you, Mr. American Airlines? I can name other companies, but American Airlines seems like leading the charge on these types of issues.
Patrick saying the Fort Worth-based American Airlines officials warned his office they'd oppose the bill, but the government liaison admitted to not reading the bill.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Future National Football League Hall of Famer Tom Brady is doing more than winning Super Bowls these days. The seven-time champion is also trying to become a winner in the business world. According to a representative for TB12, Brady is launching an NFT called Autograph. Autograph will bring together some of the world's most iconic names and brands to create and launch NFTs, or non-fungible token. NFT is a unique digital asset managed on blockchain that you're able to buy, sell, trade, and own. The CDC has released the latest on the number of Americans who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, reports on the progress.
To date, more than 106 million people have received at least one dose, and more than 61.4 million, or 18.5%, are fully vaccinated.
Dr. Walensky tells us she knows about the frustration of many Americans to get past this pandemic.
I understand that people are tired and that they are ready for this pandemic to be over, as am I. Please continue to hang in there and to continue to do the things that we know prevent the spread of the virus.
While the state of Michigan now leads the United States with new COVID-19 cases, Canada is facing a very serious third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Tuesday that the country's most populous province is struggling to respond to rising infections and hospitalizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, it's hump day. Happy hump day to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Rick Manning with us. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, how you doing, buddy? Well, maybe we don't. Maybe we're just about to get Rick Manning. Okay, we got Rick Manning with us now. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So what is going on with baseball now? Has baseball even been so politicized like other sports that they're, you know, it's a division between the Reds and the Blues? I mean, when you and I were growing up, it was skins or shirts. But now it's gotten to the point now it's red states versus blue states. And even the way in which they're adjudicating it doesn't even make sense. And, you know, here it is, Major League Baseball causing all kinds of problems, and you feel for what happened in Georgia. I mean, even to the point that Stacey Abrams says, whoa, wait a minute here. You know, you're costing our state $100 million with this decision. So, which is the case with all this woke activity. Nobody knows who woke is, and it's a small group of people, it seems to be, that is, you know, shaking the dog here.
Well, you're right. And, you know, in terms of Major League Baseball itself, the challenge is pretty simple. You know, you used to have a National League and an American League. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think the American League has become the globalist league, and we no longer have an American League. But it's a, you know, what we've got is pretty simple. You've got a New York-based Major League Baseball headquarters. They have some big corporate sponsors like Google who are extremely energetic in their push for far-left control of our political system. And they just signed a partnership with Tencent out of China, which is a company that actually stopped doing business with the NBA because they had one general manager in the NBA who stood up and said, China's takeover of Hong Kong is unacceptable and is immoral. So right. Tencent, a Chinese-controlled company, a Chinese government-controlled company, is now the streaming partner for Major League Baseball, not just in China, but also in other Asian nations, extending Tencent's reach into other nations, using American content to get ears and eyeballs. So yeah, they're making international global business decisions, and that flies in the face of what of America and protecting American treasured values of voting, all the while claiming that they're doing it to defend voting, which is a complete and total fabrication.
Exactly. And the fact that you even have Joe Biden, who continues to be ill-informed, obviously, with the statements that he makes, he purports a lie. Jen Psaki just keeps it going, and the rest of the Democrats as well. This whole association with, you know, Jim Crow and all. Come on, are you kidding me? I mean, put the race card down. You know, stop it.
Well, they don't know how to do that. I mean, Bill, come on. Let's be honest. The race card is the only one they have in their deck, because there are, when you have to deal with them, when they have to deal with things intellectually level, when they have to explain and talk about the consequences of their policies, they don't have a capacity to do that. You know, the sure sign of somebody who's losing an argument is when they start trying to scream over you so nobody hears what you have to say, and cuss and scream. And for the Democrats, the equivalent of cussing and screaming is using the race card. And it's supposed to, because it used to intimidate people and say, oh, no, you can't call me racist. I'm afraid of what you might say or think. But truth is, race card doesn't play anymore, because everybody knows it's not, that it's complete garbage. And it's nothing more than a politicized term. It has no meaning. And it is, and when you look behind the, what's actually going on, you know, bottom line is, you know, things like the Georgia election law is not a, is not, racially biased at all. In fact, Major League Baseball moved their game to Denver, which also has voter identification. So we're not looking at a system here that has an irrational thought. I had thought, Bill, quite honestly, and so because I really follow baseball, at least used to, that they'd move the game to Milwaukee, because the whole purpose of the game in Atlanta, the idea was to honor Hank Aaron. And Hank Aaron had two teams he basically played. He played for the Milwaukee Braves originally, that moved to Atlanta, and then he played for the Milwaukee Brewers. Yes. And so I thought they'd move it to Milwaukee, but you know, Milwaukee has this problem where they've got voter ID also, and I don't know what they're thinking. So, bottom line is, Major League Baseball's gone nuts. I'm not going to watch it anymore, much to my own detriment, because I love baseball.
But you and I are going to be camping out at college baseball games. You want to see a good baseball? I'll tell you, there's a lot of college teams out there that play great games, and sadly, some of these minor league teams. I'm here in Port St. Lucie, and every once in a while I get over to the Port St. Lucie Mets Stadium. You know, where a Class A team is, and it's good fun there. I mean, you know, hey, for $20, you get some pretty good seats. You get a beer and a hot dog, and you're a happy camper. I mean, you can't even get into, professional Major League Baseball games. I mean, it's $20 just to park.
Well, yeah, the lowest cost, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's talk about a guy with this who lives in Arizona, state rep in Arizona, about this yesterday, and he said the lowest price ticket to the Arizona Diamondback game is $27. If you take a family of four, there's no way you do it for under $200.
Exactly.
So the reality is, if you actually want to go see a baseball game, go, you know, there's a whole lot of minor league teams that have played really good baseball, and you get to see up and coming kids who are playing, and it's a great game. So college baseball, minor league baseball, you know, if you really want to go wild, go support your local high school. Go support a little league team. You know, go watch little leaguers play and root them on. You know, the bottom line is, it's a great game, and we can't let these people who were entrusted to protect it to ruin it for the world, because they're so busy trying to play political games. The one thing that Congress can do, and this is what I'm trying to get done right now, is Ted Cruz and Senator Lee have a, and Jeff Duncan, who's a U.S. rep from South Carolina, are looking at getting rid of Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption.
Yes.
And what the antitrust exemption does, it makes it so no other major league, no other professional baseball league can be formed. The NFL doesn't have it. The NBA doesn't have it. No other sports league has it professionally here in the United States. And Major League Baseball has this exemption. And quite honestly, stripping that exemption would allow, and I'm not saying it would happen, but would allow 10, 12 billionaires to start their own league, compete against Major League Baseball, exactly. compete right. for players, and tell them, and essentially force Major League Baseball to be in a competitive environment rather than the monopoly environment they are right now.
Yeah, what about the tax breaks they get?
Yeah, exactly right. Tax breaks on stadiums. I think every single aspect of public domain to public dole that the Major League Baseball players and Major League Baseball teams get should be ended. And we got to hustle
to a break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity, teamgaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was
man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they are Republicans or Democrats, and their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
That was a bullet that went around the world, let me tell you, to these globalists, these big corporations, Rick Manning, these entities. He says politicians, but there's more than politicians that are doing this. The mainstream media has been backing up, you know, this ideology as well that has been pernicious and destructive to the general population.
Yeah, they absolutely have. It's really amazing to see the change between the Martin Luther King view of race relations, where you judge a man not by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character.
Right.
And the change from that to, no, the color of the skin matters. It's the absolute most important thing, and we have to have a hyphen behind everything. We have to make it so we're not just Americans, we're some other kind of Americans. And if you consider yourself just to be an American, then you are obviously oppressing everybody else.
Exactly.
So it is it's really a change, a fundamental change. As a fundamental change that's driven by Marxist theology, which is that you have one of the things they try to do is create race differentiation. They failed in the class warfare. And so what they've gone to is a race warfare, an attempt to create victims, permanent victim classes, and define anybody who's not in those victim classes as being the oppressors who are effectively afflicting the people who are in the victim class. And, you know, we're seeing it in politics. The Chinese attacked us for that in Albuquerque or in Anchorage, Alaska, and went an 18-minute diatribe against the United States, attacking of that. And unfortunately, the Secretary of State couldn't defend America because they were essentially reading the Joe Biden for President press releases. Charles Barkley got it right. I believe the vast majority of Americans just want to get along. They want to live their lives. They want to be able to take care of themselves. They don't want to be, you know, they want to be friends with who they want to be friends with, and they don't want to be friends with other people. But anybody who's being friends or not friends based upon the color of skin is just, you know, they just don't get it. Mm-hmm. And that relates to people on both sides in that regard. But the vast majority of people just get along. And I found that to be true when I was 15 years ago. I was a lay minister in the United Methodist Church, and we did joint events with the various black churches in the area. And the churches weren't segregated based on anything other than the people who decided to segregate themselves or who they want to associate with on Sunday.
Yeah, birds of a feather flock together. That still is valid, isn't it?
And I got to preach in a black church community, and the welcoming was amazing in terms of fellowship. The Christian fellowship was amazing. So let's not try to break things down stupidly. And we have to resist this need, this political drive to divide us by our race. And I'm glad Charles Barkley spoke out.
Yeah, without a doubt. Appreciated the comments. The difference between what Martin Luther King Jr. brought to the table versus this new age Marxist theology was, Dr. King wanted to reform. And he wasn't talking about dismantling and absolutely destroying the American dream. The Marxists want to absolutely destroy. And, let's go back to Barack Obama. We're going to fundamentally transform America. I say fundamentally transform it from what to what?
And, you know, that question was never answered, but it was in part because we saw what he did with the policies. And Joe Biden is a continuation of those said policies. And what is he doing? Instead of, you know, he says, I'm the unifier. Well, you know, Barack Obama says, hey, hopes and dreams. You know, I'm the new dream maker. I'm give you new hope and all this. And everything became hopeless right out the bat because, and Biden's doing exactly the same thing, Rick. I mean, here they get a chance to open up the Treasury, and what does he do? The first thing he does is he starts taking care of all the people that got him elected. All the Democratic favors are now being paid for. And I'm waiting for Peter Schweitzer to come out with analysis on that, because if you remember with Barack Obama, his bundlers, according to Schweitzer's analysis, was that for every dollar that they bundled for Obama, they got $25,000 back. Man, that is just an incredible ROI. And where did that money come from? It came from we the people. It came from our Treasury. And the same thing is happening again with Joe Biden as the Democrats continue to buy votes with our money.
Well, they certainly are trying to buy votes with our money, and it's a and I will tell you right now that I don't believe that America really buys into that. I think that they are, that America is smarter than that. Now, it's dangerous, the idea that we're going to try to drive people and say we're going to give you $1,000 whenever we think you're getting unhappy is, standard political trick. It never works. It ends up well for the people, but it's a standard political trick. I would just say very simply, people prefer to have the ability to make their own living, be independent, and have the worth that they get from having a job and from being self-sufficient, rather than being dependent upon a government whim of whether or not they're going to get money coming into their account on any given month. And the more we do to push the private enterprise system, the free enterprise system, which provides the jobs, which got us down to record low African-American unemployment, as well as a record low unemployment amongst blacks, Hispanics, it was a... That was achieving the American dream the old-fashioned way, through capitalism and through free enterprise. And that's where the answer, and Joe Biden rejects that answer. And
exactly.
And we have to stand up to it. We have to get the senators who, regardless of their partisanship, we have to get the senators to start standing up for work rather than welfare. And I think that's what America wants. That's what America needs to demand of their senators. And that's what we can expect. If we demand that, they will have to deliver it, or they will find themselves out of office.
Exactly. Well, because the people are finding themselves out of a job, Rick. I mean, they cannot buy into this political rhetoric any longer. It's very expensive. Donald Trump was very practical. It was common sense. Let's do something about jobs. That was the constant refrain. Just like you said, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? I don't think they're asking that question in the Oval Office. I don't think Biden's even asking about it. All he's trying to do is defend eliminating thousands of jobs and putting their lives in peril and telling them, oh, hey, let me tell you, my dad, this is what happened to my dad. And yeah, it was rough. But then he moves on. Well, how rough was it, Joe? How rough was it on your dad having to support his family, finding himself out of a job, having to retrain and retrench in order to make up the difference? And in this particular case, it's you, it's your administration that's doing this on the people, not just circumstances.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we have an opportunity. We need to stand up for the free enterprise system and contact our congressmen and state legislators now to do so.
We have got to do this. I mean, this is a government up for by we the people. We keep saying this, Rick, and it really, just by definition, it means that the people have to be activated. We have to be participants in our government. If we check out, the ruling elites are happy to take over, and look what they're doing. You know, they're going to leave us before long here. We're going to be looking at $30 trillion in debt, and our national security is going to be compromised beyond any expectation. Rick, 5 seconds left. How can they be in touch with you?
Go to getliberty.org, getliberty.org.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed to 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Tuesday moved up the COVID-19 vaccine eligibility target for all American adults 18 plus to April 19th. That's less than 2 weeks away. Former Major League Baseball Commissioner Faye Vincent came out firing shots at Rob Manfred after he made the decision to move the All-Star Game out of Georgia. Dissatisfaction to voting laws that strengthen the system's integrity was the reason given. Vincent said Manfred made a decision without first protesting the substance of the law. He added that Manfred made a serious mistake. Brazil confirmed more than 4,000 COVID-19 deaths in a 24-hour period for the first time on Tuesday, overwhelming the country's health system. Here in America, the CDC is reporting nearly 80% of school teachers, school staff, and child care workers have received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. On the downside, Michigan now leads the nation in new COVID cases. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Bill Pasco is with us right now, the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Hey, Bill, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. How are we doing there at the state capitol? Are we still seeing a lot of military walking around here?
We're seeing a fair amount after last Friday's events. Right. We're still seeing some National Guard. We're still seeing an increased Capitol Police presence. Nobody's happy.
Well, yeah, it seems that Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, you say nobody's happy. They seem to be content. I mean, they're taking full advantage of this. In the words of Rahm Emanuel, you just can't let a good crisis go to waste, can you?
Well, you know, I don't want to cast aspersions, but I got to say, Bill, it begins to look like you've just nailed it. There is no reason, there has not been a reason for a long time to have the Capitol complex turned into some kind of fortified structure. You know, it's been more than a year now since regular citizens have been able to walk inside the congressional office buildings, the Senate office buildings, the House office buildings. That's something that is alien. You know, I was born and bred in the District of Columbia. I grew up in Northern Virginia, just across the river. I still live by Mount Vernon. And I can tell you, before the pandemic a year ago, I was across the bridge and inside the confines of the District of Columbia at least 3 or 4 days a week, if not 5 days a week. Now there's no point in going. I can't go meet with congressional staff. I can't meet with them in their offices. The only places I can meet with them now are in restaurants on Capitol Hill, but because the mayor of D.C. insists on locking down Capitol Hill as much as she can, in fact, she insists on locking down the entire city, it becomes very difficult. So this ring around the Capitol, they had begun to take down the outer perimeter. There were a couple of different perimeters around the Capitol, by the way, in terms of fencing. Just a couple weeks ago, they finally began to take down the outer perimeter, and everybody was very excited about that. Constitution Avenue over on the Senate side had been blocked. There were several blocks of Constitution Avenue, which is a main thoroughfare in Washington, D.C., which had been totally blocked to vehicular traffic because of that final fence. That's what they took down, and unfortunately, that's the fence. The removal of that fence is what allowed Noah Green to drive his car as close as he was able to get it. Now, he still doesn't have, where his car was stopped by the barricades is still at least, I'd say, 150 yards from the steps going up to the north side of the Capitol building, which is where the Senate chamber is located. So he's still a long ways away from the front door where he could do any damage. And he's got lots of Capitol Police at that point in between him and the front door. He wasn't going anywhere. Exactly. But I don't think we need the fences anymore. Anyway,
didn't it prove though, Bill, that you know some of these things that they had set up before that they work? That you know having the perimeter, you know it proved that it worked. Yes, there was the cost of a Capitol police officer, which is a heartbreak there, but that is the job that they take on to defend the Capitol and to be there, and it seems that that was more effective than what they did, you know, which we're still confused about what happened and didn't happen on January the 6th.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They want to deploy their security forces at the perimeter, as far away from the people they're protecting. I mean, let's face it, their job, yeah. If you're a member of the Capitol Police Force, your first sworn duty is to protect the members of the Senate and the House and their staff and the staffs of the Congress itself. You know, there's an awful lot of people who work in the Congress who don't work for individual members of Congress. They don't work for any political party. They're the administrative staff. They're the the people. You know, I don't know when was the last time you were walking around the Capitol complex, but there are banks inside there. There are restaurants inside there. There's barber shops inside there. There's dry cleaners inside there. There's all kinds of stuff inside the Capitol complex. All of those people are supposed to be protected by the Capitol Police. And the best strategy that they've come up with is to meet the threat at the front line. That is, as far away from the buildings as they can. They want to meet Yao in the front yard, hundreds of yards away, or on the street, hundreds of yards away. And you're exactly right. That strategy is working. Noah Green did not get anywhere close to doing damage to anybody who wasn't a Capitol Police officer.
No, excellent point. Bill, I want to shift gears and talk about what the heck is going on in Georgia with Major League Baseball. I mean, this is a total self-inflicted wound on behalf of a game, a form of entertainment that had an opportunity to come back, I think, after COVID and everything else. Fans were open to come back, and 50% of the constituency has been told that you're invalid and that we're not interested in your stinking money.
Well, you know, I can't understand what Commissioner Manfred was thinking of. He made an error, to use a baseball term. That's the bottom line. This decision, first, and we've got two decisions now. The first decision was a decision to relocate the All-Star game. He announced on Friday, hey, we're going to relocate the All-Star game. Well, that was a bad decision in itself, because the law that was enacted in Georgia a week ago Thursday makes it easier to vote in Georgia than it previously was. So let's not talk about any other state. Let's just talk about inside Georgia. That law now makes it easier to vote. Why do I say that? Because it extends the early voting period. It now calls for two Saturdays and leaves the option for two Sundays for all 159 counties of Georgia. That was not the case previously. Previously, the early voting period was shorter than that. Secondly, absentee ballot drop boxes were not authorized by Georgia law. Until 2020, nobody had ever seen an absentee ballot drop box in Georgia. The absentee ballot drop boxes were used in the 2020 election because everybody realized, wow, with the pandemic, we're going to have an awful lot more people trying to vote by absentee ballot, by mail-in ballot. We're going to need drop boxes. The legislature wasn't invited into that decision. That was a decision that was made by the Secretary of State's office. And the legislature, like most legislatures, said, hey, wait a second, you're doing something that you don't have the constitutional authority under the Constitution of the state of Georgia to make this decision on your own. So since you've already made the decision, we're gonna acknowledge that absentee ballot drop boxes are now a fact of life in Georgia voting, but we're gonna authorize it. We're gonna create a provision in the law to authorize it so that we can keep control of this. Okay, so now we have absentee ballot drop boxes that we didn't have under law before. Again, we're making it easier for people to vote. So you look at the law and you say, it's now easier to vote in Georgia than it was. And yet the commissioner of baseball comes out and says, we're going to relocate to somewhere else. Okay, that's his first error. The second error was when he announced, and by the way, a couple days later, he announced yesterday, we heard last night, we're going to now host the game in Colorado. Colorado, well, that's interesting. So everybody immediately goes to look at what is Colorado voting law look like. And Colorado, it turns out, allows for early voting, just like Georgia does. Georgia allows 17 days of early voting. Colorado allows 15. Wait, it's more restrictive in Colorado, the new place that we're going to host the All-Star Game? Colorado, which, you know, is a mail-in ballot state. They have all mail ballots. They want everybody to vote by mail, but they allow in-person early voting. Guess what? They have voter ID. Well, in Georgia, under the new law, they actually removed the requirement for signature verification. So you no longer have to do that in Georgia. But in Colorado, you have to hand over a certain kind of government-issued ID. Doesn't have to have a photo on it, but it does have to be a government-issued ID, and it's got your signature on it.
Well, we'll leave it there. Bill, appreciate the update. Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington, with all the details. Bill, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day, buddy.
You too, Bill. Take care.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database.
Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got a real treat for you. Governor Scott Walker joins us, the 45th governor of Wisconsin, serving from 2011 to 2019. You know, you can't keep a good man down, so he had to get busy again. So he's now involved as the president of Young America's Foundation, and he's got a brand new plan, the long game, to share with us. Governor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for me on. It's a real pleasure.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm excited to hear about this idea you've had, because I think that where conservatives are right now is that we're eager to have a vision and a plan. In other words, kind of a new contract with the American people. And I think this is what you're laying out here in this long game.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that America's under siege. I mean, heck, we've seen this not only on our college campuses, but increasingly in our culture, even in our communications with the censorship from big tech. And the left, you know, this didn't happen overnight. The left has been at this literally for decades, all the way back to Saul Alinsky in the 60s. Now, we know that to turn this around, it's not going to take just a news cycle, probably not even just a presidential cycle. It is going to take a long game. And so we've laid out a 12-point action plan to get this country right back on the right track again. And it starts with our young people. And
exactly.
You know, the left has figured that out, education, higher ed. So that's where the long game is focused on.
No, and it's critical. And we've had a lot of conversations with YAF representatives. We've continued to encourage them to fight this battle because it has been an incredible fight, and they see it right there at the ground level. So I'm sure they're excited to have you involved and part of the team.
Well, we know something about fighting. You know, a decade ago, they sent 100,000 protesters to take over our state capitol. In fact, I always found it interesting earlier this year when Pelosi was upset about the U.S. Capitol. She was actually egging them on, literally tweeting words of encouragement to the people occupying our capital for nearly a month. But in the end, we won, not just in our battle, but in the recall our reforms are still helping the hardworking taxpayers of our state. So we know what it's like when people try to intimidate you, to marginalize you, in our case, to try and recall you. That's exactly what's happening to conservatives, not only on campuses, but really increasingly in all areas of society. The long game, which if people want a copy of it, it's yaf.org/long game. yaf.org/long game. We'll send you the copy. But it talks about not only how we reach more young people on college campuses, but even in the high school, junior high, and even as early as helping elementary school students and their parents. Because as you well know, and your listeners know, there are people on the radical left trying to indoctrinate our young people, even in those early grades, with a hatred for America. We've got to counter it with a love for this country, understanding of our founding principles, our great patriots who created this country, and our Judeo-Christian values. And we can and will and must do just that.
And, Scott, I guess the thing that's so upsetting to all of us is that the evidence is clear. I mean, the history of this country when, going off of God's advice to Cain back in the book of Genesis, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? When this country has done right and done right by God and responded to the call and the vision that God had for this country, it's gone right for us. When we violated, God's principles, and, God's vision for the country, we've been paying a price for it. So there's enough evidence to argue the case and also to encourage people that, this is a long game. You have to keep fighting the good fight. And as the Bible says, having done all to stand, you keep standing, right?
Absolutely. Freedoms are endowed by our Creator, defined in our Constitution, defended every day by the great men and women who wear the uniform. We've got to continue to make sure we don't take those for granted, but stand up and really fight, not just the battle of the day, but fight the war for the heart and soul of this country. We're, this country founded on Judeo-Christian values, understanding of God's place in our lives and in our country. And the reason, I firmly believe, the reason why you see a shift from just liberal bias to political correctness to now outright what's called cancel culture is because the left knows. We saw it in my own personal experience. They tried to intimidate us and then recall us because they didn't want a foothold in a state that historically was blue, because once it did, what we did, those things actually worked and people could see it with their own eyes. The same thing's true on our campuses and in our culture. The left doesn't even want conservative voices to be heard, because when you hear it, it makes sense. They want to cancel it out completely. And we see it even playing out this week with the nonsense happening with Georgia, where the laws down there, what the people want when it comes to voter integrity and voter ID, overwhelming support, Republican, independent, even majority of Democrats say they support voter ID over not. 69% of black voters say they want it. And yet you listen to the woke world out there and they would act like this is some outrage. It's not. It's where Americans are at. We cannot back down.
And it's what Georgians want. I mean, by a clear majority. It wasn't even close on every level, voter ID, and even people of color have agreed. And then they try to insult people of color by saying, oh, it's so confusing. You know, they might get the wrong ID number down, like as if, they're absolute idiots. I mean, it's insulting the way the left. Go ahead.
Statements like that are racist. Because they're implying people's intelligence based on race. But those are exactly the sorts of things we fought to create a colorblind society. I mean, the mindset, but this is part of a larger plan. This isn't just about voter ID. This isn't just about Georgia. I firmly believe that those pushing Marxist views tried to impose their beliefs on America years or decades ago, really, and they failed. Why? Because we don't have a class-based society. The beauty of America is anyone can succeed no matter what they come from, no matter where they, what they look like, what income level they were born into. Anyone can enjoy the freedom and opportunity so abundantly available in this great nation. So now they're trying to come at it through pitting us against each other based on race and sex and gender. We cannot let that happen. We've got to have a clear message that in America, every single person here and those who legally come here and enjoy the freedom and opportunity that, again, our good Lord has endowed us with and that we continue to need to defend today.
Well, Governor, to your point, I don't know if you heard Charles Barkley's comments about whites and blacks are good people.
Oh, yeah.
And in his heart and all this that he expressed. Boy, I'll tell you, the rest of the people of color on that panel were very quiet because he spoke the truth, and I'm sure it resonated across the country. And we've been playing that soundbite here on the show to remind people that we're being worked. We're being worked to an end that is not consistent with our constitutional vision and our constitutional rights. We're being worked against one another to be at each other's throats, and this is not what America stands for.
No, and think about it, just having come off of Easter, you know, the great commission to us is to not only love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul, but also to love our neighbor as ourselves. If
exactly.
we do that, if we just simply focus on respect, not on critical race theory, not on BLM, the organization, not on all these other things, but if we say, I'm going to respect my neighbor, I'm going to treat them the way I want them to be treated, and here in America, that means I love this country, I want my children to do well, I want my neighbor and his or her children to do well as well on top of that. And so
exactly.
that's a message. The irony is that the media loves to portray those of us who are conservatives, heck, those of us who are Christian, as somehow being divisive. The opposite is true. We'll give a message that's available for anyone. It doesn't
exactly.
matter what your background. It's universal. The other side, the radical ones, are the ones trying to separate and pit us against each other. We cannot let that happen. We need to come together and move this country forward, and that's exactly what we're proposing to launch.
Well, what we were reminded, to your point, Governor, about Easter is that, like no other theology, this is a redemptive theology. This is a theology of second chances. This is a theology where people have, you know, come to that point in their life and they say, God, I really messed up. And God says, hey, look, it doesn't matter. I'm here for you. And this is the message that we can take forth and stand on, and to be able to express love for another and compassion toward our fellow human being, which as a Judeo-Christian country, this is what we've done. And, you know, and for those of us who have done this and were raised with this kind of doctrine, we're shocked to hear what the mainstream media and others would say and how they would lie about us.
Well, it's exactly right. And it's a good reminder. And this may sound like conflicting words, and it's not. It's why we have to stand up and fight back, mm-hmm. not to attack, not to be cruel, but rather to fight back and defend those very principles. Because
exactly.
what I think many of the radicals are counting on is both, many of us who are both conservative as well as those of us who are Christian, of just, you know, being polite and not attacking the way they attack personally. I'm not saying we should attack personally, not at all, but we have to stand up and fight for the very principles this country was built on, the ones that have made us great, and I believe will continue to make us great, but we cannot take it for granted, because the left strategy, the radical strategy, is to cancel it out, whether it's...
Exactly.
We exposed last week in a campus where they wouldn't even allow Easter to be celebrated with a simple Easter egg hunt, because it might be offensive to all the other radical ideas going on across America. We've got to stand up and fight back. And again, if people want a free copy of our long game plan, yaf.org/longgame, we'd love to send them a copy to fight back the very way we're talking about here.
Well, Governor, I'm glad that you reminded everybody where they can go for it. I mean, we're talking about sponsoring 1 million new students to attend YAF programs, establishing a YAF presence on each of more than 4,000 college campuses in America. I love this one. Holding schools accountable in court for free speech violations, fighting back across the country against anti-conservative bias and discrimination. Well, much appreciated. Governor Scott Walker, now the new president of Young America's Foundation, where do they go for the long game again? Remind them.
Absolutely. yaf.org/longgame. We'd love to send you a copy. If you're a student, we'd love to help you out with some of our programs, or you got a son or a daughter, grandson, granddaughter, just a neighbor kid, or you just want to help. yaf.org/longgame. Help us join the fight.
Governor Walker, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.